那今天我们会继续来看马太福音的这个讲道的系列。
Today we'll continue on with our series in the Gospel of Matthew.
那上一周 Olive 师母带领我们去看到施洗约翰他是谁，还有他的使命是什么。
Last week, Sister Olive led us to study about who John the Baptist is and what his mission is.
因为今天的讲道也是跟上周有关联，所以花少少的时间回顾一下。
And because today's message has to do with last week's message, so I'll spend a little time to recap.
上一周我们看到施洗约翰的使命是要为亚伟神的来临来预备道路。
So last week we learned that the mission of John the Baptist was to prepare the way for Yahweh to come.
那亚伟是圣经里面旧约向我们所显明神的名字。
Yahweh is the name God revealed to us through the Old Testament.
那在英文圣经那个大写的 Lord 那其实希伯来的发音就是亚伟了。
And in our English Bible, we'd notice that the capitalized Lord, and actually in Hebrew, is pronounced Yahweh.
那神借着先知在旧约曾经应许他有一天会来到他的子民当中去拯救他们。
So God, through his prophets, actually foretold that one day he's going to come into his people.
那这个应许在耶稣基督的身上应验了。那亚伟神是借着住在耶稣的身上来到他的子民中间去拯救他们。
And this promise was fulfilled in the person of Jesus, by Yahweh God dwelling in him, and through him, God saves his people.
那施洗约翰的使命就是要去为神的来临来预备道路。
So the mission of John the Baptist was to prepare the way for God.
那他是怎么预备他们为神预备道路的呢？
So how did John the Baptist prepare the way?
那他是去为神预备一批愿意悔改的人。
So he was preparing for God a group of people who are willing to repent.
所以他当时传讲这个悔改的道理。
So he was preaching the message of repentance.
那使到他们是预备好可以接受快要公开显明自己的耶稣基督。
So that their hearts are ready to receive Jesus, who's about to reveal himself.
那今天我们一起看的经文就是施洗约翰他传讲信息的下部分的内容。
So today's passage has to do with the message of John the Baptist.
那他所传讲的教导，今天来说仍然是非常的重要。
The teaching of John the Baptist is still very relevant and important today.
特别对于我们愿意寻求神的人来讲。
Especially for those who are willing to seek after God.
因为他所传讲的信息正是能够预备人的心去接受神在基督里所预备的这个救恩。
Because the message he preached is to prepare our hearts to be ready to receive the salvation God has prepared for us through Jesus.
今天我们会看马太福音的三章七到十二节。
Today we are going to study the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3 verses 7 to 10.
那会有两个部分。
And we're going to study in two parts.
那我用两张图画来帮助大家记得是什么部分。
So I'm going to use two pictures to help you remember what they are.
So 这个是应该大家都知道哦。
I'm sure you all know what this is.
葡萄。
So grapes.
果子啦。
So fruits.
那第二部分我们要来看一看这个。
And the second part has to do with this.
那大家在听这个讲道的过程可以把这两幅图画记得，那你可以一会就知道为什么会用这两个图画来总结了。
So bear in mind these two pictures as you listen to today's message and you'll soon find out why I chose these two pictures.
那第一个部分我们会来明白约翰所传讲的悔改的道理是什么。
So for the first part, we are going to look atwhat this message that John the Baptist was preaching about.
那真正悔改，神所接纳的悔改是什么呢？
So this repentance that is acceptable to God is about what?
那这是第一个部分我们要去找到答案的。
So this is the first part we are going to look at and to try and find the answers.
那第二个部分我们会从约翰的教导来去看主耶稣基督的他的使命。
The second part, we are going to learn about the mission of Jesus through John the Baptist's teaching.
那还有当中一个重要的提醒。
And a very important reminder.
那我们就进入第一个部分，我们一起来看马太福音的三章七到十节。
So let's start from Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 to 10.
那我请 Grace 读七到八节，那我会用中文读九到十节。
So I'm going to read in English, Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 to 8, and then Albert will read in Chinese. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance."
那我们继续看九到十节。第九节这里说，不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗，我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。那这段经文是施洗约翰看到法利赛人和撒杜盖人来受洗他所说的一番话。
So this passage is aboutThe words that John the Baptist said to the Pharisees and Sadducees when they came to be baptized.
那他们来受约翰的洗是什么意思呢？其实，在外在看来，他们也是愿意，好像表明好像自己也愿意向神悔改一样。
The fact that these people were coming to John the Baptist for baptism may seem that they were actually willing to repent.
那但是这里反而约翰对他们有责备和提醒。
But we notice that John the Baptist actually gave them some strong rebuke and reminders.
那法利赛人跟撒杜盖人，大家有听过他们是谁吗？
Have you all heard of, about Pharisees and Sadducees before?
那他们其实也是犹太人来的。
Actually, they are all Jews.
但是是犹太人当中不同的派别。
But they belong to different sects in the in Judaism.
那当时犹太人最有影响力的两大派别就是法利赛人和还有撒杜盖人了。
So there were the two most influential groups, the Pharisees and Sadducees.
那换句话说，他们是当时候犹太人的宗教领袖。
And they were the religious leaders at the time.
那是带领犹太人去明白圣经，还有去敬拜神的这一批的人。
And they led and taught the Jewish people to worship God and follow God.
那大家看这段经文的第一个反应，你会觉得怎么样呢？
I wonder what your reaction is after reading this passage.
会不会觉得施洗约翰很没有礼貌？
Would you think that John the Baptist is really rude, impolite?
因为他开头就说毒蛇的种类。
Because he starts off by saying, "You offspring of vipers."
那他说，如果你们，就是斧头已经放在果树上了，那不结好果子的树就要砍下来丢在火里。
And he even said, "Now the axe is already laid to the roots of the trees, and every tree that does not bear good fruit is going to be cut down and thrown into the fire."
所以他的话好像非常的不客气，还有严厉。
So his words sound really strong and impolite.
但是在神的智慧里，神却使用施洗约翰的这一番话去帮助我们看到悔改的真正的含义。
But in God's wisdom, God is actually using these words of John the Baptist to help us understand what a true repentant heart is.
所以我们要去留意真的悔改到底包括了什么。
So what is true repentance?
但是我们在详细来看之前，我们要去问一个问题。
Let us first ask a question.
为什么约翰在开头要称他们为毒蛇的种类呢？那其实毒蛇的种类，中文的翻译其实更好的翻译是毒蛇的后裔。
So in the Chinese is the translation is not really reflecting what is translated in the English, which is the offspring of vipers. But why did John have to use such wording?
所以大家看了这个都应该没有人喜欢蛇的吧。
I don't think any of you would have a particularly love for these snakes.
可能
Brother Fai mentioned about a Chinese cuisine that's cooked with snakes, I guess. Made of snakes.
Oh, okay. 或许喜欢喝蛇羹的人就喜欢。
So maybe those who are into that soup thing, the Chinese soup made of snakes would like snakes.
但是我们去想的时候，这个不是一个很有礼貌的方式去直接称呼人，不是吗？
But I guess most of us would agree it's not a particularly polite way to address someone by saying you are offspring of vipers.
那施洗约翰在这里是去咒骂这些的宗教领袖吗？
So is John the Baptist trying to curse these religious leaders?
尝试去侮辱他们，是这样吗？
Was he trying to humiliate them?
你们觉得？
What do you think?
看到 Victor 在笑，那你觉得呢？
Victor is smiling, so what do you think?
就是约翰是否在咒骂这群人？
So is John the Baptist trying to, you know, tell them off and curse them?
不知道。
Don't know.
没关系。
That's okay.
那其实如果我们看上文下理就可以得出一个结论。
Actually, we can find the answer when we look at the passage, both, you know, some verses before and also what comes afterwards.
如果大家留意到第八节，他在这里说你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
If you notice, verse 8, it mentions about the need to bear fruit in keeping with repentance.
如果约翰只是单纯的咒骂他们，其实他可以不理他们的，不是吗？
If John the Baptist is just trying to let out his anger and curse them, then he wouldn't have to mention these words.
那在这里他为他们的益处指明了一条出路。
He in verse 8 is trying to point them to the right way for their benefit.
所以我们留意到约翰的话是严厉的，但却不是去咒骂他们，而是为了他们益处去提醒他们。
So even though John the Baptist's words are very straightforward and seems harsh, but actually it's not to curse them, but it's really for their benefit to point them to the right way.
这中文有一个词语叫当头棒喝。
In Chinese, there's a saying that's like a stick hitting your head, and so to wake you up.
那所以他其实是想使他们醒觉过来。
So actually, John the Baptist is trying to give them a wake-up call.
那约翰称他们为毒蛇的后裔，其实也是有原因的。
And actually, there's a reason behind why John the Baptist had to call these people offspring of vipers.
他是很直截了当的去将他们真实的状况去说明出来。
He's actually trying to reveal the real situation in their lives in a very frank way.
那他们的真实情况不是他们自己想的那样的美好。
Because the reality is that they are not as good as they thought.
那不是像他们想象的他们觉得挺好的，其实没有什么要悔改。
They probably imagine themselves being quite good and upright, and there's not much to repent of.
因为从第九节，约翰指出他们心里面隐藏的这些的想法，我们就可以看得出来。
And we can see that in verse 9, where John the Baptist points out those hidden thoughts in their hearts.
约翰说出了这些宗教领袖，还有当时一些犹太人他们心里面隐藏的这个想法。
John the Baptist pointed out these hidden thoughts in the minds of these religious leaders.
他们觉得自己是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
They thought that because they were descendants of Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕是犹太人的祖先。
Abraham is the ancestor, the father of the Jews.
那他是被圣经里面被称为是神的朋友。
And he was called the friend of God in the Bible.
那他也是对神忠心与神立约的一个人。
And he's a faithful person who was in covenant with God.
所以犹太人他们有这样敬虔的祖先，他们觉得非常的自以为傲。
So the Jews were really proud of having such a good ancestor.
那他们觉得自己是与神立约之人的后代，他们跟神是有约的。
And they feel that because they are the descendants of this person who had made a covenant with God, so they themselves are also included in this covenant.
他们和神立约的关系是非常稳固的。
And their and this covenantal relationship is stable.
但是他们却不知道自己的行事为人在神的眼中其实好像毒蛇的后裔一样。
But they didn't see that their conduct and the attitudes were actually seen by God as being like vipers, offspring of vipers.
那是不讨神喜悦的，是作恶的。
They are displeasing to God.
那神蛇在圣经里面很多时候去指那个恶者，就是撒旦。
Actually, viper or serpents is often used to represent the devil, Satan.In the Bible.
所以约翰很直白地告诉他们，这些宗教领袖在神的眼中并不是亚伯拉罕的后裔，而是毒蛇的后裔。
So here John the Baptist is being very direct and frank in telling them that in God's eyes, you guys are not descendants of Abraham, but actually offspring of vipers.
那你们的行事为人已经偏离了神的公义。
Because your conduct shows that you have already diverted from God's righteous ways.
那你的是效法撒旦去行在恶中。
And you are actually following Satan, to do evil.
那这是一个非常危险的一个状态。
This is a very dangerous situation to be in.
所以他也在第七节说，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
So in verse 7, John the Baptist asked them, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
还有第十节，他也说，这个斧子已经放在树根上，如果不结好果子的树就要砍下来丢在火里。
And in verse 10, it warns them that the axe is already laid to the root of the trees, and every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
那这两节的意思是什么呢？
So what do these two verses mean?
所以约翰很明确地告诉他们，警告他们，如果他们再不做出改变，再不悔改呢？那神的审判很快要临到他们。
John the Baptist is telling them that if they don't quickly repent, God's punishment, God's judgment is going to come upon them quickly.
他们很快要，就他们就会面，一定会面临神的愤怒。
They will most certainly have to face the wrath of God.
所以从今天我们第一部分的经文，我们看到使徒约翰，施洗约翰。很明确地去指出当时候的犹太人宗教领袖他们的生命的这个真实的状况。
So in this first part of this passage, we learned that John the Baptist directly, frankly pointed out the problem of these religious leaders to show them their real situation, condition of their lives.
那我们从这段经文又可以学到关于悔改，真正的悔改有哪一些的要素呢？
And from this passage, what can we learn about true repentance? What elements should be included?
那什么样才是神所喜悦的悔改呢？
What is that kind of repentance that is pleasing to God?
好使到我们去学习去追求这些的要素的时候，我们可以预备我们的心，也可以经历到神的救恩。
So that as we learn to pursue these qualities, we can also come to experience God's salvation for us.
所以第一点关于施洗约翰这样严厉的去指出他们的状况，那第一点我们可以去观察的是我们的反应。
So as we learned about how John the Baptist was very direct and strict in his rebuke, we actually can observe how our reaction is.
如果有人提出我们犯的错误或者指出我们哪里做得不好，我们的反应是怎么样的呢？
Suppose someone points out your faults, or they try to give you some kind of reminders or suggestions. How is your response?
我们是否愿意谦卑停下来去思想对方所说的？
Are you someone who's willing to stop and consider and to really take into heart what the other person is trying to convey to you?
那主的话语很多时候像光一样照亮我们，使我们看得清楚真实的自己。
God's word is really like light shining into our hearts to help us see the true self.
特别当我们的状态是自我中心是在黑暗里的时候，那光照在黑暗当中的时候，其实被照的人是不舒服的。
Especially if we are used to being in a self-centered way, we are living in darkness. When light comes in, because we are so used to darkness, is not a very nice feeling.
大家有没有拉开窗帘的经历？
Have you ever tried opening up the curtains in the morning?
特别在早上的时候，如果外面很亮，那你习惯了晚上的这个黑暗，那其实是一开始是不舒服的。
Especially after a night's sleep, when you're used to the dark atmosphere, and then suddenly the curtains are drawn open, then it's actually very glary and not nice, not comfortable.
那有些时候，神借着他的话语，借着他的仆人去显明我们隐藏在心里的罪。
And sometimes God uses his servants to point out these sins, these bad things hidden in your hearts or in your life.
就好像使徒约翰去指出当时这些宗教领袖他们的问题。
Just like how John the Baptist pointed out the problems of these religious leaders at the time.
那神也借着其他的人特别一些爱神的人可能会提醒我们我们生活中所一些不讨神喜悦得罪人的地方。
God will also in the same way use his servants, other people, to give you some reminders, telling you maybe some things in your life are not pleasing to God.
那我们听到的时候是愿意放下自己谦卑的去思想去省察自己，还是我们会很快的自我保护用很多的理由去解释呢？
So after we hear those reminders, do we actually have a humble attitude to really consider what other people are saying, or are we quickly defending ourselves, trying to protect ourselves?
所以真悔改的第一个重要的要素呢，就是我们愿意谦卑，愿意放下自己。
So true repentance, the very first point we learned is we must be humble, being willing to let go of ourselves.
那是愿意去听对方的说话，或者主话语的提醒。
So we're willing to let go of our ego and to listen to other people's advice and especially to the word of God.
那第二点，我们从这段经文可以学习到关于悔改的另一个要具备的，那就是一个爱真理的心了。
And the second point we learned about true repentance is a heart that seeks after the truth.
就比如刚才法利赛人和撒杜盖人被称为是毒蛇的后裔而不是亚伯拉罕的后裔的时候，若是这些宗教领袖有一个爱真理的心去省察自己，那他们就有机会看得清楚自己的情况了。
So just like the passage we read, when these Pharisees and Sadducees were called offspring of vipers, if they had this attitude or heart that loves the truth, then they would stop and really to reflect on themselves and perhaps they would come to see the truth as well.
那不是为了自己的面子而不去承认。
And not to try and deny things because of their face, like their ego.
那如果他们是爱真理虽然这个真实的情况是让他们震惊甚至伤痛的。
If they are someone who loves the truth, then no matter how frightening or surprising the truth is,
就好像他们原以为自己是近前人的后裔。
Especially when they thought they were descendants of a righteous man.
那没想到他们的行事为人反而是那恶者的后裔。
And yet their conduct showed that they are descendants of the evil one.
若是他们爱真理，愿意去看得见，去承认，那他们就有机会得到神的赦免。
So if they were people who loved the truth, then they would come to consider this and they might truly see, discern the situation, then they would experience God's salvation.
所以我们是否有一个爱真理的心是悔改的第二个要素。
So whether we have a heart that loves the truth is the second important element in true repentance.
那第三个悔改的要素就是我们要结出与悔改相称的果子。
The third element in true repentance is that we must bear fruit in keeping with our repentance.
那这点是这点是记载在第八节。
And this we can find in verse 8 of Matthew chapter 3.
那什么叫做结出悔改相应的果子呢？
So what does it mean by bearing fruit in keeping with repentance?
那大家可以想象一棵树结出果子这个图画。
So let us take a moment and consider a tree bearing fruit.
那你怎么知道有一棵树是结果子的呢？
How do you normally tell that a tree is bearing fruit?
当然是用眼睛看见了。
Of course, the most obvious way is to observe with your eyes, you can see.
那怎么知道这个树的果子是好的呢？
But how do you know whether the fruit it bears is good or not?
当然是要吃啦。
Of course, you have to taste it.
那之前我们应该是前上个月我们有一起去骑单车的一个经历。
So about a month ago, some of us went cycling together.
那骑到可能快要到结尾的那一段路。
And towards the end of our journey.
那Steven, 阿飞弟兄就跟我说啊，等等，你先走。
Brother Fai said to me, you can go first. I have to stay for a bit.
那我以为他不舒服了。
And I thought, was he feeling unwell?
没想到他很兴奋的把那个单车停下来。
And to my surprise, he just excitedly parked his bike. I don't know how to say it. Put his bike aside.
然后他开始在路旁的这个黑莓。
And then he started picking these blackberries on the roadside.
然后他说：“哇，这个不错，很good stuff。”
And he tasted some blackberries and kept saying, "Good stuff."
所以怎么样知道？怎么样才能够？其实果子是看得见，也可以尝得到的。
So you can see that fruit is something that you can see and you can taste.
所以悔改内心对神真诚的悔改，也是在生命中会彰显出相应的行动跟改变。
So true repentance in the heart will most definitely produce the outward expression of it, like it's something that people can observe in your life, in your conduct.
另外一个例子就是毒瘾的一些的人。
Another illustration is drug addicts.
如果吸毒者对他的家人说啊，我真的很后悔，我不再吸毒了。
Suppose a drug addict says to his family, "I'm really sorry. I'm truly repentant. I promise I'll never take drugs again."
但是他却不停止跟他那些吸毒者朋友的来往。
And yet he doesn't stop his friendship or spending time with his friends who are also drug addicts.
那他也不停止去那些出入那些场所是有其他人可以买到毒品的。
And he doesn't refrain from going to places where he can easily get drugs.
即使他对自己说我要不吸毒。
Even if he says to himself, I'll never take drugs again.
那很快他又会自欺了，然后又会落入到毒瘾里面。
But before long, he'll fall into addiction again, so it's just self-deception.
那除非这个吸毒的人他是下定决心要不再跟那些吸毒的朋友或者是出入这些场所完全的停下来。
So unless he's got this determination to completely cut off his link with these friends or anything to do with drugs.
那从之前的生活的方式去有一个180度的扭转。
To have a complete turnaround from the former way of life.
那他也积极地去寻求医生的帮助。
And to actively seek help from the medical team or elsewhere.
那这样他才可能真正的从这个毒瘾中脱离出来。
Only then will he be able to be delivered from this problem of drug addiction.
所以悔改不是心里觉得很糟糕觉得感觉抱歉或者是很伤痛这样而已。
So repentance is not merely feeling very sorry, feeling ashamed, for feeling sorry or ashamed.
而是要更进一步，要去向神立志。
But it requires determination before God.
去转离这些之前不讨他喜悦的事情。
To turn away from these bad things.
那你这样的心智也会带来生活中看得见的一些改变跟行动。
And this determination will surely lead to radical change in your life.
那与悔改相称的果子，其实在路加福音的3:10-14的平行经文也有一些的例子。
So this concept about bearing fruit in keeping with repentance also appears in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 3:10-14.
但因为时间的缘故，我们就不会去看。
But because of time constraint, we are not going to study that.
好，让我总结我们第一个部分的学习。
So let me recap what we've learned so far in part one.
那真悔改那种神所喜悦的悔改的三个要素就是 首先是谦卑，愿意放下自己。
So the three elements we've learned about true repentance that is pleasing to God includes first, being humble and being willing to let go of your ego, yourself.
愿意去听啊对方所说的。
Willing to listen to what other people have to say.
那第二个要素就是一个爱真理的心。
And the second element is the love of the truth.
那第三个就是真正的悔改会带来生命方向的转变。
And the third point is true repentance will lead to corresponding change in your life and life direction.
就如同果子是看得见也是尝得到的。
Just as fruits can be seen and can be tasted.
那如果我们这样子去回应神，那就会得神的悦纳。
So if we are willing to respond to God like this, we will be acceptable to God.
那我们会可以回转去开始经历他的真实还有他的救恩。
And we'll start to experience his reality and his salvation in our lives.
那我们接下来来到第二个今天信息的第二部分。
So now let us move to the second part of our message today.
那是在马太福音三章十一到十二节。
And it's recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 11 to 12.
那十一节这里说，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的，能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗，他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
Matthew chapter 3, verses 11 to 12.I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.
那这两节经文，使徒约翰预告了，主耶稣他的权柄还有他的使命。
So through these two verses, John the Baptist is foretelling the authority of Jesus Christ.
那他所指的这一位其实在下文就可以看到他指的是耶稣基督了。
So here he is actually pointing to Jesus Christ and he's foretelling his mission and his authority.
那他说耶稣基督的权柄跟能力都比他还要大。
He's saying that Jesus' authority is actually mightier than his.
他甚至看自己是不配为基督去提鞋的。
And he even saw himself as not being fit or seeing himself not being worthy to even untie Jesus' sandals or to carry his sandals. Sorry.
那原因在我们之前的讲道也看过去看过。
And the reason we have already studied before.
因为神已经立定耶稣作为人的救主还有君王。
Because God has already ordained or appointed Jesus to be the Savior of the world and the King.
那就如约翰从神那里领受权柄，用水去人为人做这个悔改的洗。
Just as John the Baptist received authority from God to baptize people with water.
那基督也从神那里领受权柄在这里说。用圣灵还有火为人施洗。
In the same way, Jesus received authority from God to baptize people with the Holy Spirit and fire.
那特别的地方，我们留意到这里描述耶稣要用圣灵与火为人施洗。
Let us notice it's interesting that here it says Jesus is going to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire.
那圣灵是指什么呢
？What is the Holy Spirit？
那圣灵圣洁的灵其实是在说。亚伟神他自己的灵。
The Holy Spirit actually refers to God who is holy, His own spirit.
就如天国跟神的国其实都是在说的同一件事情。
It's just like how the term the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God are actually interchangeable.
所以在第十一节我们看到耶稣基督他的第一个使命。
So in verse 11 we notice the first mission of Jesus Christ.
那神所指定救人的方式要借着基督他去呼召那些愿意跟从他的人为他们用圣灵施洗。
Jesus is going to call those who are willing to repent to follow him to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire.
那受洗的人可以 开始经历在神在耶稣基督里的救恩。
And those who receive this baptism would start to experience the salvation in God.
那我们看一起看一节经文，在《使徒行传》的二章三十八到四十节。
Let us read a passage from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 38 to 40.
那我请 Grace 帮我们用英文去读。
Acts, chapter 2, verses 38 to 40. And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation.
那对，那所以我们看到耶稣基督他的使命呢，是从神那里领受权柄去施行拯救。
So we notice that the first mission of Jesus was to receive authority to execute God's salvation plan.
那第十二节我们看到耶稣的另一个使命。
And in verse 12, we will find out the second mission of Jesus.
还有他的另一个权柄。
And another aspect of his authority.
这里他说，使徒约翰，使徒约翰他说，他手里拿着簸箕要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不尽的火烧尽了。
In verse 12, it says, His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.
那这个图画是在表达什么呢？
So what is this picture telling us?
那也是 农夫去做农其中的一个环节。
It's actually one of the procedures a farmer would go through in his work.
那就是把麦子和 它的壳去分开来。
And that is to separate the wheat from its husk. Thank you.
那在这里我们看到这糠啊，就是这个壳了。
Yep. So you notice a word in Chinese which means the husk of the wheat.
那这个图画是什么呢？
So what is this picture telling us?
那其实基督要从神领受权柄，在将来就是他第二次来的时候要。做这个审判全人类的这个审判官，把义人和恶人分开来。
So the second mission of Jesus is that he receives authority from God, and when he comes like the second time, he's going to be the judge of all living to separate the righteous from the evil.
那这一点我们也可以从使徒行，哦 ，sorry， 从，咦，不好意思，可能漏了一节。那我用读出来为大家分享，在《使徒行传》的十章四十二到四十三节。
So we can see this in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 42 to 43.
那这里说，他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立定的。那他就是指基督，要做审判活人死人的主。众先知也为他做见证，说，凡信他的人，必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
In verse 42, and he, referring to Christ, ordered us to preach to the people and solemnly to testify that this is the one who has been appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. Of him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins.
不好意思，漏了这个经文，是在《使徒行传》的十章四十二到四十三节。
So the passage we read was taken from Acts chapter 10, verses 42 to 43.
所以在短短的两节经文里面，使徒约翰预告了耶稣基督的权柄和他的使命。
So in Matthew, the two verses we read, chapter 3, verses 11 to 12, John the Baptist was foretelling the authority that Jesus Christ received from God Himself.
在十一节。我们看到耶稣领受了权柄，借着洗礼去拯救人。
In verse 11, we learn that Jesus received authority to baptize people, to save people through that.
那第二次他来的时候呢，他也要代表神做这个审判。
And the second time he's coming back, he's got authority to represent God to judge the whole entire human race.
那所以中国人有一句话说。善有善报，恶有恶报。
So just like the Chinese going that says, the good will reap what is good, a good result, and the bad people, the evil, will also receive their punishment.
那,
so the good will receive their reward.
那还有下句就是，不是不报，而是时候未到。
And then there's actually a second part to this Chinese saying that says, it's not that there is no consequence now, it's just that the time hasn't come yet.
所以中国人也有一些的智慧。
So you can see there's wisdom in these ancient Chinese sayings as well.
那关于耶稣的使命这两节经文里，我也想为大家去指出一个重要的事实，还有提醒。
Concerning these two, the mission of Jesus in these two Bible verses, I would like to point you to an important fact and a reminder.
那仔细观察这两节，会发现同样出现的有一个字。
If you observe carefully, and there's a word that appears in both verses.
还记得我们一开始看的两部分的图画吗？
Do you still remember the two pictures I showed you at the beginning of the message concerning the two parts I'm sharing today?
第一个是葡萄。
The first picture is the grapes, the fruit.
第二个是什么？
What is the second picture? Fire.
所以在这里我们看到不论是去拯救还是最后的审判都有火。
So whether to save or whether concerning the last judgment is to do with fire.
那火在第十一节的经文里是拯救的火。
In verse 11, the fire is a fire that saves.
那火在第十二节里的是毁灭审判的火。
And yet in verse 12, it's a fire of destruction.
那其实跟
and of judgment.
跟我们日常生活中对火的认识也是挺有关联的。
And it's actually quite relevant as we observe in our practical living.
在过去的时代，那火是非常重要的。
And well, fire has always been very important. Especially in the ancient times.
那火大家想到可以用来做什么？
What can we use fire for? Cooking?
Barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue.
对，可以煮食物是吧？
So we can cook with fire.
为什么煮食物重要呢？
Why is cooking important?
因为火其实是有一个洁净去杀菌的过程作用。
Because fire can help cook the food and sterilize, like has this, what's the word? It kind of kills the germs and bacteria.
那所以你吃东西的时候不至于会得一些病。
So that you don't get stomach ache, you don't get sick after eating uncooked food.
那火也可以给人带来温暖。
And fire keeps us warm.
特别是在寒冷的地方，那有没有火，那就成了生与死的分别了。
Especially in places that's very cold, whether you have fire is a matter of life and death.
那当然，火的另外用途也是去照明，好像油灯，以前的人都用油灯有光。
Of course, there's another function of fire. In the olden days, they use oil lamps. So fire is to give us light to shine.
那在圣经里面，光也往往是预表了生命。
And in the Bible, light often represents life as well.
那黑暗是代表死亡。
And darkness represents death.
那但是火反过来说也可以是毁灭的一个事情。
But fire also can be destructive.
比如说火灾。
For example, in the case of fire, serious fire.
或者是在圣经里面记载索多玛、俄摩拉就被硫磺与火所灭。
Or if you recall in the Old Testament, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, they got destroyed by fire.
换句话说，在一节经文里面是拯救了火，在另外一节经文里面是毁灭审判的火。
So we can see that in one verse it's talking about a fire that saves, that has to do with salvation, and in the second verse it's talking about fire of destruction.
那其实圣经里面形容耶和华神如烈火一般。
The Bible describes God as a God of fire.
Like fire.
Like fire.
那火在圣经里面有两类的含义。
And fire has two meanings in the Bible.
那第一类火代表了神的同在与保护。
So, the first meaning has to do with God's presence and protection.
也是赐给人生命的火。
And it's a fire that gives us life.
那比如说在出埃及记的十三章二十一到二十二节。
For example, in Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 to 22.
那当 亚伟拯救以色列人出这个埃及之后呢，他就用这个圆柱跟火柱去带领他们。
When God led the Israelites out of Egypt, He actually went before them day by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light.
那我请 Grace 帮我们念一下。
Okay, in Exodus chapter 13, verse 14, verse 1. And the Lord, Yahweh, went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people.
那其实在这里，神的同在如火一样是保护他们，为他们引路。
So here, the fire is talking about God's presence with them and protecting them all along the way, the journey.
那也是很宝贵的、很美丽的一节经文。
Is a very precious and beautiful passage.
若是你有这火，那就有神的同在和保护。
So when you have this fire, you actually have God's own presence with you, His guidance and His protection.
那另外一节经文是在《使徒行传》的2:3-4.
And that passage is in Acts chapter 2, verse 3.
当耶稣的门徒们经历到被圣灵去洗礼。
When the disciples of Jesus experience being baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这里说又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满。
And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这里谈到火是指到圣灵。
So here the fire is referring to the Holy Spirit.
当时耶稣的门徒他们被圣灵充满，从神那里领受能力，还有新的这个生命。
At that time, the disciples of Jesus were all filled with the Spirit of God, and they received this new life and power from God.
他们生命从此不再一样。
And their lives were radically changed from that point on.
可以比较这个，比如说十二个使徒在被圣灵洗礼之后呢，还有在耶稣死在十字架的时候的一些的区别。
You can tell the stark contrast between how the disciples were when Jesus was about to be crucified and as compared to when they were filled with the Holy Spirit after this baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那当耶稣在十字架被钉死的时候，那门徒是四散的。
Record when Jesus was crucified, all the disciples fled.
他们是害怕，是胆怯的，也不敢承认耶稣是他们的老师，是他们的主。
They were scared, they were disheartened, and they didn't want to admit that Jesus was their teacher.
但是当他们耶稣复活之后呢，他们也去悔改之后呢，被神的灵充满的时候，他们是反而是另外一个人一样。
But after they received this baptism of the Holy Spirit, when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they became like totally new, another person. They became really bold. And after they repented, of course.
当他们效法他们的主耶稣的样式去。转向神，将自己献给神的时候，那神的火就充满他们。
So when they were willing to imitate the example of their teacher Jesus, they turned their lives completely to God, and they received this power from God.
那他们的生命就被火，神的火所点燃。
And their lives got ignited by this fire from God.
今天你和我能够坐在这里听福音，那其实也要感谢这些使徒们、门徒们愿意去回应。耶稣基督的福音。
Actually, the fact that you and I can sit here to listen to the word of God owes very much to these disciples who were willing to respond to God and who were bold in preaching the gospel.
所以，他们领受从神而来的生命跟火，甚至还照亮在今日的我们。
So not only did they receive this life and this fire from God, they actually shine the way for us today.
所以这一类的火是代表神与人同在的火，是引导我们、保护我们，也是赐给我们生命的火。
So this type of fire we're talking about is the fire that shows us God's presence, God's protection and guidance, and also gives us life.
是那些愿意寻求神的人，愿意去委身给他，愿意去以他为王、为首的人，可以经历得到的。
And this fire can be experienced or received by those who are willing to respond to Him, to commit His life to Him, and respond to God.
那但圣经里面还有今天的经文， 在刚才看的三章十二节，我们也发现火也是审判的火，毁灭的火。
But as we read in verse 12, we find that fire can also be a fire of destruction, of judgment.
那将来在将来耶稣再来的那一天，不论恶人义人，都要在神的审判要面对神审判的火。
So in the future judgment when Jesus comes again, the righteous and the evil ones will all have to face this judgment of fire.
所以圣经告诉我们一个事实，就是每个人都会经历神，都会认识神知道他是烈火。
So the fact is, each of us will sooner or later experience God as the God of fire, like fire.
但是经历的方式却有两类。
But there are two ways you can experience this.
那些愿意效法耶稣的榜样去回应神的人，他们就经历到神如烈火去保护，去带领他们。
For those who are willing to turn to God, to respond to Him, you would experience God as fire that protects.
还有带领，还有
A fire that guides you and fire that fills you.
也赐给他们新的生命，是能够照亮别人的，就如主耶稣基督一样。
And it's a fire that gives you life so that you can also shine for him, to shine for, shine the way for other people.
好像耶稣曾经说，我是世界的光，跟从我的人就不在黑暗里走，必得着生命的光。
Just like Jesus once said, I'm the light of the world, those who follow me will not walk in darkness, they will surely get, receive this light of life.
那是这一类一类的方式去经历神如烈火。
So this is one way you can experience God as a God of fire, God like fire.
但另外一类的火也是去经历到是审判的火，神审判的火。
But you can also experience God in another way, this fire in another way, and that is the fire of judgment.
那些专爱自己那些行在恶里的人，去拒绝神的人，他们会经历神如烈火那这是审判还有毁灭的火。
For those who consistently do evil, who cares only for themselves, who are self-centered, they will experience God as fire, and this is the fire of judgment and destruction.
所以最后我想用这个马太福音三章十一到十二节为大家指出这个事实还有提醒。
So that's why I want to use these two verses to point out this important fact and a reminder to us.
就是每个人都会经历到神如烈火。
And that is, each of us will most certainly experience God as a God like fire.
但我们如何经历神，那就是取自于我们对他的回应。
But how our experience of God would be like depends a lot, depends on our response to him.
我们是否是一个追求良善、爱真理愿意去寻求神的人呢？
Are we someone who seeks after good, who do good, who loves the truth, and who seek God?
而不是专爱自己去为了自己利益可以去伤害别人、伤害神可以去抵挡神的人呢？
Are we someone who not only cares about ourselves and always thinking of our own benefits or evento the extent of opposing God.
那神的心意不是想我们灭亡。
God's will for us is not for our destruction.
也不是去想惩罚我们。
And it's not to punish us.
相反，神在等待我们回应他。
Contrarily, God is waiting for us to respond to him.
那耶和华神已经在两千年在耶稣基督身上来到我们当中。
Yahweh God has already come to us over 2,000 years ago in the person of Jesus.
那为我们去预备救恩的道路。
And to prepare the way of salvation for us.
那你是否愿意寻找这个救恩之路呢？
Are you willing to seek and walk on this road of salvation?
那使到你可以成为好像耶稣一样是光。
So that you can also be like Jesus, imitating his example to be light to the world.
有神的火在你生命中燃烧。
And have this fire from God burning in your heart.
但却不是被这个火所毁灭。
And yet you are not destroyed by this fire.
那可以为别人指明这条救恩之路通往神的路是怎么样子。
And you can become like light shining the way for other people to see the way of salvation.
若你愿意，那首先你可以去预备自己，这就是第一个部分我们谈到的悔改。
If you're willing, what you can do is what we talked about in the first part of a message, and it's to do with true repentance.
愿意去谦卑，放下自己，有爱真理的心。
You have to humble yourself, let go of your ego, yourself, and to have this love, the heart that loves the truth.
那也有一个悔改相称的转变。
And also, your life will show forth the change that comes with true repentance.
那么这样我们就可以开始经历到，神如烈火，他好像烈火一样，他的爱去温暖我们，去吸引我们。
And then you'll experience God truly like fire. His love warms our hearts.
也去照亮我们，引导我们。
And he shines a way for us to lead us each step of the way.
可以使我们经历他在耶稣基督里为我们所预备的宝贵的救恩。
And we can then experience the precious salvation that God has prepared for us through Jesus Christ.
今天我信息就分享到这里。
So, this is the message I would like to share with you today.
让我们有一个祷告结束。
Let us end with a prayer.